Hey, you guys and ghouls.
You're tuned in to Broadcast from the Belfry, a brand new podcast for the morbidly curious.
My name's Sanjay. Next to me is my lovely, sweet lady co-host, Luna, the cat. And next to her is Georgia. How are you today?
Full disclosure, I just want to make it very clear that we did this episode right after the last episode we recorded. Because I want to keep talking about skin being peeled off of people.
I don't. I genuinely don't. There's a lot of other things I could be doing right now. There's things I want to be doing, you know, like sleeping, not talking about skin being torn off of dudes.
I would love to be asleep. I was editing one of our episodes earlier that's not done yet because I fell asleep.
Nice.
Because we're boring.
Yeah, we are. We suck.
Why do you guys listen to us?
I don't know. We appreciate it and we love you more than we love our individual selves or like combined selves, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But we suck.
This is going to tie into something I'm going to talk about later.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I was just complaining about us, so.
Well, let's just rip off that band-aid. You're going to be really upset this episode because we're talking about my top 10 favorite torture techniques. George's top 10 terrific torture techniques countdown. See all that alliteration there?
Yeah, I love the alliteration. A little alliteration lets the lesson linger longer. So, yeah, I love it.
I was going to ask you what is torture for you, and I was going to say that this podcast is torture for me.
I was going to say, it's this.
I have a list of three things.
General existence, my managers, Maddie, Sheena, and Brock, for not appreciating me enough. When I pick up one of my cats and they fart, but then start purring. Because I'm like, I'm upset, but also they're so happy. And I'm like, what else pisses me off? When I really want some ice cream or some frozen yogurt, but it's a little too cold because I have sensitive teeth, but I like power through it because it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I'm lactose intolerant, so my stomach hurts. That's pretty terrible. When I wake up...
You have a lot longer list than I do.
Yeah.
My three things say, what is torture to you? One, this podcast. Two, listening to people clip their nails.
Really?
And three, small talk.
Yikes. No. I would say my number one is definitely waking up in the morning, like, period. And then everything else I said is tied for number two.
Yeah, sure.
I could also go off on a long... If you guys want to hear Tangent Cast for Real 2K19, where I just start listing things that make me upset, just let me know. I'll do it. I will go to your house. I will mail you a letter. I'll mail you a flash drive with me complaining on it for 45 minutes.
I just told Sanjay that I want our first, like, fan-made merch gear to just say, I'm upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll get t-shirts with our art, whatever. But yeah, I want it to also... say, I want everything else to say, I'm upset. I want wine glasses that say, I'm upset. And I would drink my wine out of them while we record.
Actually, that'd be pretty sick. We're gonna have a giveaway soon, so... This is our 10th episode. We appreciate you guys for listening.
Shout out to my bestie from high school, Carly. She has a cricket, so maybe I can get her to make us some things to give away.
Oh, that. I didn't know what that was. I was like, I don't give a shit about your friend's insects. Like, that's weird. But no, we'll give something to some people. We'll figure out and blast on the social medias what that is. And we'll let you know. Thank you, though. We love you. Thank you for listening to Barcast from the Belfry.
Bye. Just kidding. Let's talk about torture.
Okay. Air horn. What about? So are we talking about like modern torture, ye old torture, a good middle ground, like a mid-century torture?
Mostly ye old torture,
okay,
I think.
Okay, sick. Yeah.
And some of it is like probably just exaggerated in the media and didn't actually happen. But
yeah.
We're going to talk about it anyway.
Yo, are we going to talk about waterboarding?
No.
Okay, can I talk about waterboarding?
If you really want to.
Dude, so...
You're making it not my top 10 countdown, but you're talking about it, so it doesn't count in my top 10 countdown.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't, and I generally am just, like, sad during the podcast, and I'm excited about this. So, I just finished watching Westworld, like, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Insane show. You've seen Westworld?
I've seen parts of it.
Bananas. There's a scene where one of the robots is getting interrogated,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, what are you doing to him? Because, like... The person in charge is outside of the room, and they're like, he thinks he's being waterboarded. And then it cuts to in the room, and like the guy is just like, he believes, like he has the sensations that he's being waterboarded. And it is like the coolest shit. I don't know what it is about it, but just, like, the execution was fantastic.
Didn't MythBusters do a thing on Chinese water torture?
I think they did. If it drives you crazy.
Yeah, and it did some solid damage there for a minute.
I don't remember, like, that episode at all.
I don't remember that episode either, but yeah, I definitely, when I was, like, reading about it, doing research for this episode, yeah. I came across it, referenced a couple times, so. I'm gonna start at 10 and count down to number 1.
Alright, kick it off. What's number 10?
Number 10 is being hanged, drawn, and quartered.
At the same time?
Kind of, not really, but it's all one execution style for traitors.
You're dead already.
No, you're not.
What?
Okay, this was a statutory penalty in England, first recorded in 1352, but there are records of it being used not as a statutory penalty during the reign of Henry III, who reigned in the early to mid-1200s. So first, you're fastened to, like, a wooden board, and then a horse drags you behind it.
Okay.
To wherever you're going. You're, like, your own little parade.
Classic Yule Tuesday.
And it takes you to your execution, kind of. And then you get hanged until you're not quite dead yet. That was kind of a Monty Python reference. I just made that into, like, a roundabout way, for the record.
So do they, like, so they just, like, don't drop you from the maximum height? You know?
Yeah, I don't really know. That's a good question. I don't really know how that would work because ideally, if you're being hanged, your neck would break. But I think that there's a way, like, I think there's a way to do it that's just, like, strangles you out more than.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they cut you down, they emasculate you, disembowel you, and then you're beheaded and cut into 4 pieces.
Why are you cut into 4 pieces once your head's cut off?
I don't know.
Just like, that's insult to injury.
I know.
Like, for real.
But if you were a woman and you were a traitor, you would just get burned at the stake.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah, I don't either.
I've always said that one of my preferred ways to die is to be burned.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I'm a cold boy, though.
You just want to be warm when I die.
I just want to be warm, like, for real. Like, I want to be warm until all the nerves are literally singed from my body, and then I can just, like, enjoy the sights for a second, and then, like,
sure. This practice was abolished in 1870, and at that point, that's way after Burke was hanged. Like, let's keep that in mind. He was hanged in 1832. But by 1870, it had been reformed so that you were just drawn, then hanged till you were dead, and then you were beheaded and then cut into 4 pieces posthumously.
Was there, like, I know we mentioned before that they've run out of, like, funeral space or, like, corpse space? Do you think that was part of the reason they did this? So it was like,
oh, like in 1870, though. I don't know. Part of me is wondering if it's still coinciding with that, like, you have to be intact to be resurrected mentality, you know?
Yeah, so it was like, we don't want you to be able to. Yeah, that would make sense. So you get physically punished.
Yeah, and then you're punished in the afterlife, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, no, you get embarrassed, so you get, like, emotionally punished, then you get physically punished, and then you're punished in the afterlife. Yeah. So, like, every part of you is just, like, you're just, like, torn to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Not cool. Like, that sucks, but, like, I'm glad we figured that out.
Yeah.
Number 9.
The Iron Maiden.
Yes!
You just get stuck in a room and you're forced to listen to Iron Maiden.
That sounds bad for me, but not for the average American.
It's true. Just kidding. No, the Iron Maiden is metal as fuck.
Boo! Boo!
So, I think everybody knows what an Iron Maiden looks like. It's a kind of sarcophagus-looking deal made out of iron. Weird. And inside is covered in spikes. I read that it was reputed to be, like, a medieval torture device, but there are no records existing that place it before the mid-19th century.
Weird.
Which is also after Burke was hanged.
Yeah.
So, that's insane.
Yeah.
But then the spikes aren't long enough to penetrate your internal organs, so even though you have all the spikes and you're shut in this cabinet with all these spikes in them, they're long enough to, like, penetrate your flesh,
but not enough that you just are just upset.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you just bleed out really slowly and painfully. Nice. Yeah.
I recently finished watching or caught up to Shield Hero anime mm-hmm. that came out last season 4. Very, very good. One of his, like, basic premise, he's a hero that has a shield that's magic, you mm-hmm. know, and the shield does, like, shield things, and everyone's like, that dude sucks. Spear hero? Cool. Sword hero? Cool. Bow hero? Cool. Shield hero? Whack. And, at one point, he's, like, just, like, punching dudes, right? Because he's like, I gotta save my family. I need the people I love to be safe. And he's, like, slapping people, open hand slapping them, punching them, elbowing knees, and then he's like, wait a second, and he has a skill tree that only he can see, and it, like, lights up. Oh, spoiler alert for Shield Hero, I guess. Like, it's been out for a while, like this episode has, so you should have seen it if you wanted to see it. But if not, hopefully this encourages you. And so he has a skill tree that comes up, and it zooms in on a part that was locked, unlocks, and he just sees Iron Maiden, and he previously had this, like a metal ball that he could make around someone to, like, shield mm-hmm. them from damage. Mm-hmm. So when he, like, uses Iron Maiden, literally, like, knocks someone into the air, and Iron Maiden falls from the sky, opens up, and closes them, and then he casts something else. I don't remember what the second, like, ability is, and, like, knives just, like, all the way through it.
That's
and the
cool.
screen, like, flashes, like, negative for a second, and
That's
I
really cool.
screamed. Like, I am not kidding. It was so dope. Oh, I love it.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Also, Iron Maiden's a band, I guess.
Yeah.
Watch Shield Hero. Don't listen to the band Iron Maiden. You'll be much happier in my experience. Number 8.
The Pair of Anguish.
Like, do you mean, like, P-A-I-R or P-E-A-R?
P-E-A-R.
I was hoping that
like
was it, but
fruit.
Also didn't want it to be. Okay. Is it just, like, you have to drive a truck that has truck nuts on the back forever? Is that the punishment?
Yes.
Also, link what truck nuts are for our non-American listeners.
Oh God, they're
and
awful.
For anyone that's, like, I don't know.
Living under a rock.
Yeah. They're not good.
The Pair of Anguish is a metal pear-shaped device. Weird. And it has, like, a key turn on the base of it. So, like, you have a pear, and then it's got, like, stick coming out of it
mm-hmm.
that's like a screw kind of
okay
and then there's like a little it's kind of like a faucet on top and then you turn the faucet
mm-hmm.
I guess and it opens the pear is in like four leaves mm-hmm. four segments when you turn it just like opens up wider and wider and wider it blossoms you might say
okay yeah
there are like little points on the ends of the leaves so mm-hmm. when they separate they like come out
yeah.
So, these were used orally for heretics. So, like, they would put it in your mouth and then open it wider.
Holy shit, I was imagining that this was, like, an Iron Maiden size thing. This is a literal, like, the size of a pear.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So, they would put it in your mouth. If you were a heretic, they would put it in your mouth and then crank it open. So, like, as it opened up, it would, like, crush your teeth, it would break your jaw, it would shatter your cheekbones. All kinds of crazy shit. If you guys watch Bones, you will have seen this from the episode with the chick who runs the Comic-Con booth and has the Excalibur sword. So, it was used orally for heretics, but if you were accused of being homosexual or a witch, it would be inserted anally or vaginally.
So, it's like, I don't know, was this just in a very fruit-heavy region? Where they're like, ah, pears are life, but also pears are death, so we're gonna apply pears to whatever.
I just think it was because it was that kind of shape. Which, like, if you think about those orifices.
No, that's true.
It makes sense that they would be that shape, but, like.
Yeah. And, like, light. So, pears are the same shape as light bulbs. And if you can easily put a light bulb in your mouth, but you can't take it out. So, a lot of people get light bulbs stuck in their mouth and have to go to the ER.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm very serious.
Jesus.
And it's the same with. Like, when they're put in the butt.
Oh, yeah. I have read about a guy who put a light bulb in his butt and then it shattered and
it happens.
Cut all up in his insides.
No. There's a Scrubs episode about it, actually.
Oh.
I think there's two. There's one
that just hurts
where they're like,
my
Dr. Cox is like,
insides.
Either. Yeah, like, there's a light bulb in there or his colon has an idea. And then there's another one where the person has a light bulb in their mouth, I think. but or like another show that's like Scrubs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so I guess yeah, it makes sense that you would use that for that. That way it's like, hey, we're gonna like put this thing in your body and you're gonna be not comfortable, but like not in pain. Like you're gonna be slightly uncomfortable, but like, then like as it the faucet like gets turned.
Yeah. A lot of the torture methods on this list were also used as execution methods.
Yeah.
But this one wasn't fatal. Like, it did a lot of damage internally, but it wasn't fatal, and it all came down to the fact that they would kind of start with that and then move on to other things.
Wow.
So then you were already, like, miserable because all your face is shattered or your butthole's bleeding or something. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Your bajingo's destroyed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Number four
is the Catherine Wheel.
Oh, that sounds really sweet.
Also known as the Wheel. This was a public execution style in the Middle Ages, Europe, of course. It was used a lot for breaking bones and doing, like, 1d12 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And it was most commonly used on convicted murderers or robbers. And there were, like, two kind of stages to it. First, you were tied up and a carriage wheel, basically, was, like, dropped onto your shin bones, and then it was, like, dropped on you further up until it got to your arms. Mm-hmm. So by the time that was done, your bones would be broken and you would be all bruised and bludgeoned.
Yeah, and, like, hoping to die, pretty much.
And then in the second part, your body was looped onto another spoked wheel, and then it would be, like, hoisted up.
Wheel of Fortune. How, not Wheel of Fortune. Like a perpendicular Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Like how crucifixes were, you would be put on the cross and then they would like hoist the cross up.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like that. And then sometimes the executioner would be allowed to behead you or garrote you. Or other times they would just set everything on fire. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Then you dead.
So what does garrote mean?
That's what people do in prison to each other. No,
play Scrabble?
Yeah.
Garrote. A verb meaning.
So it's spelled like carrot, Scrabble. But it's with a G. So I'm gonna assume they put carrots in your eyeballs.
Okay. Cool.
No, it's when they take really thin, like wire or something, and like strangle you with it, but because of the material, it also like cuts into your throat.
Oh, no, I definitely know this.
Yeah. Like guitar string, pottery cutters. Yeah.
One of my friends in high school, his number one way, if he for some reason had to like kill himself in a Mission Impossible-esque situation or whatever.
He was going to garrote himself?
Yeah. So he was going to get to the tallest building he could find.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to tie a piano wire around his neck and anchor it onto something on top of the roof. He was then going to super glue his hands to his ears and jump off the building. That way, halfway down, or whenever you get to the extent to the piano wire, it would cut his throat, like, sever perfectly, and you'd hit the ground, making it look like he tore his own head off, and then hit the ground.
So he'd just be, like, holding his own head?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's all my boy Kent. He's so cool.
That's love pretty that legit. Yeah. That's one of the most creative things I've heard.
I love Kent. He's a fantastic man.
But like we were talking about, with being hung, drawn, and quartered, the bodies were, like, left on the wheels to be scavenged.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to kind of prevent the resurrection aspect of the afterlife.
Yeah.
So then you're further tortured.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta hang out with Richard Simmons for the rest of your, I guess, like, unnatural life.
Ugh.
Number five.
The Judas Cradle.
Judith.
That sounds like Judas and Judith are very different. Judith is like the old nosy next-door neighbor.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like a combination of two different memes. It's mostly the Judas one.
That was my Donald Trump.
I brought myrrh. Really? Murdered? Judas.
So the Judas Cradle was used in the Spanish Inquisition, which nobody expected. But,
Boo!
That was another Monty Python reference.
How many times am I gonna boo George in today's episode?
I don't know, but I like it. It's fun. So basically, there's this wooden pyramid And sometimes it would be oiled and sometimes it wouldn't be. The victim would be suspended by ropes and, like, lowered onto the pyramid, usually butthole first. Which, I mean, do you want it to be oiled or not at that point, honestly? Do you want it to be easier or not?
I'm just not having a good time. I'm gonna try not to say I'm upset that much in this episode. But I'm a word that rhymes with Paschetti, and it may or may not be upsetty. I just...
It could also go in your vajage, but...
How are you tied? Like, you know, because, like, in my head, they just tie your arms and, like, your lowered...
So, like, your arms and legs are, like, up.
Can't you just, like, swing your cheeks?
So, I don't know. What if... Well, and, like, I think I read that they tied your limbs in a certain way that if you moved, it just made it worse.
But what if... Okay. I'm currently laying down a little bit. I'm going to sit up for dramatic effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, imagine. You're however you are, you're Patrick starring it up. You know, mm-hmm. midair. Four dudes just holding these ropes on your limbs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it is your time.
Mm-hmm.
You failed this city. And they start pulling you down. So and, dramatic. Yeah, right? All fucking all for queen. And you're getting lowered. And there's, like, a gnarly king character that's like, good, good, it's time, the punishment. Mm-hmm. And right when the peak of this
pyramid,
terrible contraption,
butt pyramid,
is about to penetrate your butthole, they just hear, in your ass cheeks, just grab onto the point. And they're like, he can't. And then you hear, and you, like, tore the point off of the pyramid with your strong cheeks. And they're like, his ass claps harder than we've ever seen. And, that's a...
Why?
Yeah. I just don't like this
so
at all.
Sometimes the pyramid was oiled and sometimes it wasn't.
I think I would want it to be oiled. Like, at least that way there's like a, before the, like, you know? Or there's just, like, a, before the,
Sometimes weights would be added to your legs to, like, pull you down a bit further. Can you imagine that point? You might as well just be like, yeah, rip my ass in half at this point, because I'm miserable, which I guess is the point, but, like, there's only so far, like, it's a pyramid. It's like...
The human butthole can only handle so much. How, do you think it was, like on a scale of, like, 1 to 10, like, how big was this pyramid? Ouch. Like, I don't... Because in my head, it's huge. Like,
it's not, like, I mean, it's small.
Like, as big as a, like, large pizza?
If the football was more pointy, maybe, or...
Like, is it, like point up, point down football, or, like, yes. Left-right football, but also a pyramid?
Yes, that
is
one.
That one?
That
okay.
One.
Yikes!
I mean, when we do our bonus content, we'll just find a picture of it.
I don't like this.
It's gonna be... I can't wait to show you pictures of all of these things. That. It's gonna be amazing. Tune in for that bonus content whenever it comes your way, guys. This is also similar to, like, staking, how Vlad the Impaler did it, you know? The inspiration for Dracula.
And then you put that shit on toast.
They were stakes instead of pyramids, but they still went up your butt, and then they eventually made their way, like, out of your mouth, and you were just left there doing this, like, slow. And they weren't super sharp, so instead of piercing your organs, they would, like, push them out of the way. You were just miserably in pain. And
then you get eaten. Wow, and that sucks. Vlad the Impaler was not a nice guy.
It comes out of your mouth, slash... somewhere in your face, and you're just left there to die, and...
That's awesome. There's, like, so many feet of intent. If... I don't know. Like, I thought Vlad the Impaler just wanted to, like, stab me, and then just, like, eat my legs. And yeah. I'm like, they're my best feature. Go for it.
Go for it.
But if he's gonna do that, then he can fuck himself. I don't want that at all.
Bottom five. This is where it gets real good.
Sure. Okay, number five.
Number five is the Brazen Bull.
I like the name of these more as they make me more sad.
Have you seen Immortals?
No, I don't think so.
It's about Perseus, I think. No. Who kills the Minotaur? Is it Theseus?
I think it's Theseus.
It's Theseus. That does. It's about Theseus, then. And there's an example of this happening in that movie, but it's an ancient Greek torture slash execution method, and you have this big bronze bull, and there's a little trap door underneath it, and the inside is hollow, and you, like, put your prisoner inside of it, and then you would light a fire under the...
Oh, sick.
And it's metal, so it heats up.
Yeah.
And you basically roast alive. But the guy who invented it made these special, like, pipes in the neck of the bull.
Yeah.
So that when you screamed, it just actually sounded like a bull.
Whoa! Yeah. That's so cool.
And the legend says this guy invented it for this particular Greek tyrant at the time. And the tyrant, you know, he's like, oh yeah, it's super cool. It sounds like a bull when someone's screaming. And somehow he tricked him to getting inside. The inventor to get inside. And he, like, shut him in there and lit the fire and was like... And normally you would just leave him in there until they were dead.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh yeah, now you've proven that it worked. So before he died, while he was, like, half-roasted alive, they let him out. And then the other part of the legend says that after that he just pushed him off a cliff. Yeah.
Why? He was like, hey, good job. Hey, sorry that I had to test out your torture device on you, but this is really cool, really works. Let's talk about getting you that corner office. He puts his arm around his shoulder, and he's like, I know you and the kids and the wife have been, you know, thinking about going on vacation, so maybe if you want to go to Athens for a little bit, like, we could definitely arrange that when you get back. I know we really have that seafront property you've been looking at, and I think the only thing that would really make that better would be a little bit of yeet, and then push him off of a cliff. Terrible.
Bye.
Hate it. Wow, that guy's a dick.
Yep.
But also, that's so cool, and I'm also probably going to write that into a D&D session. Maybe my D&D session tomorrow. We'll see.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, check this one out then.
Number 4. I'm still not happy. Like, I don't know, that was cool and inspiring in, like, a fantasy way, but, like, not in a I'm happy way.
Can't wait for you to hear these ones. All right, number 4, scaphism.
Okay, sounds like some theater tech. I'm into it. I love the theater.
It's a Persian technique, but the word is Greek, and it means anything scooped or hollowed out.
Okay.
You don't even know where we're going yet.
Less excited.
Like, you might think you know where we're going based on that, but you have no idea.
Okay.
So, basically, the Persians got your one boat here, and you put someone's body in the boat. It's a small boat, like, body-sized.
Okay. Yeah.
And your head and your hands and your feet are, like, sticking out over the edges.
Am I dead yet?
No. Okay, you are very, very alive.
Just checking. Cool.
And then they put another boat on top of you. So...
Okay.
You're in this, like, little cocoon kind of thing. A boat cocoon, you might say.
Yeah.
And your head and your feet and your hands are sticking out, like I said. And... You are force-fed a mixture of honey and milk until you literally can't ingest any more honey and milk. So you might start vomiting, you might start having diarrhea, who knows, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, they also, like, put it on your face and your hands, like, all your parts that are sticking out of the boats. So, and then you're pushed out with your face towards the sun, so it's getting all hot, and you have all this honey and milk, so the flies start coming, and the two boats are smashed together, and you're just, like, pooping and stuff in there, and all that gets all, you know, maggoty and gross and vomity, and you're just, like, sitting in a pool of your own bodily fluids, and then you just have bugs and vermin that start eating your flesh.
That's it?
That's it.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. What? That's so unnecessary. I was expecting, like, birds to come down or, like, them to light the, like, inside on fire so you have to, like, still be alive, but, like, you know, your jimmies are on, your jimmies are crispy.
Nope.
What the, how long does that take? Like, do you know, like, there how long does it take for you to die?
One description that Plutarch wrote about, and it said that someone that was subjected to this survived 17 days. But I don't, yeah. And I don't know how accurate that is in terms of history, but...
I mean, like, you die of dehydration around the same time, so yeah. This was literally just, like, your last days are going to be the worst days of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Number three.
Rat torture!
Rat torture.
This is featured on Game of Thrones, I know that. One of the first documented cases happened in 17th century of Europe. 17th century Europe, but there aren't that many recorded cases of this actually being a thing. There are other types of rat torture, but what we're talking about with the bucket getting all hot with the rat on top of you and it digs into your stomach.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's a hot bucket?
Like, literally, just put, like, a bucket or a bowl. Okay. You're tied down on a table.
Okay.
Or yeah. A bed. Whatever.
I'm into it so far, but I feel like I'm not going to be in the next 45 seconds.
The kink is going to get way too much.
Yeah.
And then they put a rat, like, somewhere near your abdominal region.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they trap the rat with, like, a ceramic or metal bucket or bowl or, you know, something. And then they start to heat the bowl up, so then the rat gets scared and is trying to escape because it's getting hot and it's worried it's going to burn alive. So it starts burrowing into your flesh to escape.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's creative in, like, a... It, like, that will... that you'll die of that within, like, a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
At the longest, a couple days. A
couple hours if it goes through, like, some of your organs, you know?
Yeah, it's not, like, dumb fly torture.
Yep. But, no, this was totally in Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Which was fun.
I need to start Game of Thrones over from the beginning and actually, like, pay deep attention. Yeah.
There are other more historical and accurate documentations of prisoners just, like, being locked in a small room with rats without escape. So, like, yeah, maybe they will start nibbling on your flesh, but it's not, like...
If you're, like, kicking actively, they probably won't know, you know, yeah.
And then in Argentina, there are reports of rats being inserted into your butthole or your vajayjay with telescopic lenses, which just made me think of Lemmy Winks from South Park.
I haven't seen that episode. I haven't watched South Park in a while.
Mr. Slave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Duh. Okay.
What the... I can't... Like, none of my orifices can be open wide enough for a snake to fit, or not a snake, a rat to fit in right now. Combined rat and slave and said snake. But yeah, I don't...
Mm-hmm.
George is giving me a look right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's upsetting.
Ready for number two?
You know what they say, you know, those terrible twos.
Number two is also in Game of Thrones. It happens to be my favorite sigil. The sigil of the flayed man. The skin is removed while you're alive.
How much of it?
All of it.
Okay, keep going.
As intact as possible.
Alright.
In Aztec mythology, there's a god called Xipitotec.
Cool name.
And he is the flayed god of death and rebirth. Which is really cool. Like, I took an Aztec archaeology class, which was one of the coolest classes I ever took. And I wrote a lot of papers about Aztec death and afterlife beliefs, which was really fun. Xipitotec is the flayed god of death and rebirth, and captured enemy warriors would be flayed annually as sacrifices to him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's in, like, the 15th, 16th century. And then in 1831, Nat Turner of the, you know, slave rebellion, was hanged, beheaded, and then quartered and flayed. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it was to that extent. I thought he was just hanged.
Yeah, I didn't know what to that extent fuck? Either, but... You have Ed Gein, who influenced Buffalo Bill and Leatherface, both, who would, you know, skin people and then make things with their skin, like lampshades and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, just... Pinterest didn't exist. You have to get creative in your own right.
Yep. In Predator, Predator flays his victims.
In which...
I don't know.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was like...
I think it's just a general thing here.
The last, AVP movie I watched was Alien in, 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I gotta rewatch those movies. I'm losing it. But no.
I watched the original Alien, it's good. A month ago or something. Nice. Taylor just bought all of them, the box set, so...
What?
Yeah, we found a drinking game and everything. It's great.
If you guys want to, I don't know, kind of get, tidbits, we can live tweet, live something, us playing an Alien drinking game.
Yep.
Because we both enjoy drinking and love Alien, so.
Yep. So, death usually occurred from shock if you failed your constitution save.
Boo.
That just came up. I didn't even.
You're just upset because you didn't play D&D today.
Ugh. I'm real salty about tonight's D&D situation, but that's a different story. You could also die of loss of fluids, not just blood, but all of your other bodily fluids that you need, because you don't have any skin to...
Windshield wiper, oil.
Coolant.
All the essentials. Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely need coolant.
Well, speaking of, you could die of hypothermia, because your skin is your... largest organ, but it also contributes to how your body regulates its temperature.
Yeah.
Or you could die of infections because
your shit's
the
just
point
out
of your skin is to prevent things from getting into your organs and your tissues. Mm-hmm. And now you don't have that. Yeah. So it could take hours to days to die from being flayed alive. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of that one.
Yep, I bet you are.
My other favorite Game of Thrones sigil is the Greyjoy. Squid.
The House Greyjoy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know those Euron words.
Euron is so sexy.
That's a human,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's human.
Mm-hmm.
Are there not human? Or, are there, elves, orcs, and whatever? I know there's White Walkers, which are pretty much, kind of orcs.
No, they're not.
I don't know what else. Frost trolls,
Far as non-humans go, you really just have the White Walkers and then the Children of the Forest, who I guess they would kind of be like dryads or something.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They are woodland nymph things.
How often?
But they're also
kind of
mean. They're in the books way more than the show. And part of the reason I like Game of Thrones as much as I do is because of that world building, which is why I like Lovecraft, we talked a bunch about last episode. It's about that world building, and it makes sense when you remember that Game of Thrones was a D&D campaign to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that world building. So, you have, woodland tree creatures,
mm-hmm.
and then they were the ones who created the White Walkers.
I was just inspired to actually finish Game of Thrones. And read the books, which I've owned for 3 years.
Oh, that was another thing I was going to add to my torture list. The last season of Game of Thrones.
Wah, 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 wah.
Speaking of disappointments.
Yeah.
Woof. Ready for number one?
Number one! What is it?
The Blood Eagle!
Alright.
I say this for number one because it's Vikings and...
Okay, that makes sense.
We know that's my jam.
I'm hoping that it's not the one that makes me throw up or poop my pants, but we'll see.
Oh, you're not gonna like it. Your victim, let's say, is in front of you. Their arms and legs are tied, they can't run away. Their arms are, spread out. Excuse me. Their arms are spread out.
Are they standing or laying?
They'd be standing or kneeling.
Okay, cool.
And then you take your axe and you cut their ribs at the sides, along...
From, like, arm
under the
hip,
air...
Kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Under the arm area. Yeah. Cut the ribs in half and you fold them outwards. So you're basically creating hinges for them to open from the back. Like that. Bones sound way grosser than that when they break, but it's okay. You have this nice open little cabinet to the inside of their chest cavity, and you reach in and you take their lungs and you like drape them over their shoulders. So then it looks like they have wings and they can fly away.
Okay, so this also happens in the movie Midsommar.
It does, yes. I can't wait to watch this movie.
I will give no context for when and where you see it, but you do see it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like it then. I was like, oh, maybe it's because they're like trying to harvest blood or something. Nope. I think Georgia just enlightened me that it's just dudes hating dudes.
Well, it's supposed to be a sacrifice to Odin, but if it makes you feel any better...
Why? Odin's shit was on the inside.
If it makes you feel any better, I got some knowledge to drop on you, and it's knowledge related to my grad school stuff. And
I'm literally trying not to lay face down on this carpet right now.
So, there are some people who believe that this was not actually a real thing. This is my area of study, so I have read about this. Linguistics and Vikings and archaeology are my jam. This is all three things put together. So, I read a couple summers ago. It's believed that the concept of the blood eagle was just mistranslated in Norse culture. We all know that you were supposed to die on the battlefield so that you could go to Valhalla and fight in Ragnarok. But in order to do that, once you died on the battlefield, you also had to have a proper burial.
Okay.
So if your body was left on the battlefield, it was, like, disrespectful. You weren't going to join the battle.
Mm-hmm. You get pooped on.
It was just an insult to your soul, basically.
Yeah.
And so what the Vikings would do with their enemies is leave them on the battlefield, and they would put them face down on the ground, and they would cut into the flesh on the back to make it more appetizing for carrion. Mm-hmm. So it would be scavenged.
Okay.
And those warriors didn't get proper burials, and therefore couldn't join the final battle.
So the thought in the mistranslation is that it's not that you were taking an enemy or someone that's living that's, like, dishonored you or whatever, and you're, like, doing this to them. It's you already killed them in combat, or they're about to die.
Yep.
And you're just making sure they can't go to Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's less making me want to cry.
It's way more realistic in the big picture, too.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to talk about this further, just call me. Because I'll talk about it for literally hours.
You don't want to hear as much as she knows. Just, like we say all the
time. I also just have a weird spark of joy in my voice when I talk about things like this, which is kind of probably disturbing to most people, but...
Yeah, send us a message. Like, slide in our DMs, post on our media, whatever.
Slide into my DMs.
Not into hers personally, because once again, you don't want to hear everything she knows about stuff like this. It's not fun for you.
Also, if you slide into our DMs, you'll probably talk to Hope before you talk to either one of us point.
Yeah. And then it's gonna... But then three people, maybe four, if we get our intern to also get in on the conversation, so... It's going to be a lot of people.
He doesn't get a lot of information.
No, he doesn't. We might just, like, I don't know, like, throw him a block of cheese and be like, help us. that's how that works.
Aww.
Yeah. We love him. It's okay.
That's my number one.
Thank you, everybody.
How much do you want to vomit right now?
A lot, which is why I'm just trying to wrap this up. thank you for listening to Broadcast from the Belfry. Leave us a like, subscribe, downvote, downsubscribe. I don't know. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also just, like, search our names anywhere in addition to every streaming service that is available right now. So
find us on Netflix.
Yeah, find us on Netflix, the number one streaming service for podcasts in America. but also, like, Apple Podcasts, Google Casts, and a bunch of other things. So
Google Podcasts, Overcast, iTunes, some other... I don't know other...
There's, like, 8 of them. I think it's, like, 8 to 10 of them. It's a lot.
We keep getting notifications that we're approved for more. I don't know
at
this point what they are.
Like, who's doing this? Who's approving us for all of these different formats?
Why are they approving us?
I'm not approving us, that's for sure. Great. Well, Georgia, what do we say to them?
Thanks for listening and stay spooky.
I guess. Sluts.
There you go. Hey, Billy. I found a new...